Astronauten nie langweilen auf der Fahrt zum Mars, ja? Könntet ihr dauernd das mit seinen Computern machen?
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2026. Live from the Super Booth 2026 from a mobile studio.
Also hereinspaziert und mitgemacht. Ihr habt doch die Pionierbluse an oder wenigstens euer Halstuch umgebunden. Natürlich beginnen wir mit einem Lied.
End of file.
End of file and beginning of talking. Hi, hello, welcome everybody back. We are on Superboost 2026. We have guests. Wir haben Gäste hier bei uns im Studio wieder mal. Grischa Lichtenberger. Schön, dass du da bist, Grischa. Schön, dass du auch so lange geblieben bist. Du wolltest schon längst im Bett sein.
Ja, ich wollte eigentlich schon längst irgendwie wieder aus dem sozialen Knubbel geflüchtet sein. Aber
wir haben
noch mich gebunden.
Du hast, genau, ja. Wie kommt's? Superboost. Du bist nicht Stammgast.
Nein, nicht wirklich. Eigentlich bin ich eher diesem Gierporn abgeneigt. Aber es ist schon auch so ein bisschen, je älter ich werde, desto mehr heiße ich das schon auch willkommen, die Leute zu treffen und irgendwie die Menschen hinter dem Gier oder sowas zu sehen. Und dann war es jetzt ganz spontan, dass ich gesehen habe, ihr habt irgendwie hier einen Wagen, ein Zelt und dann hast du mich gleich verpflichtet.
Ja, wir freuen uns ja immer, wenn du da bist und wir haben viele schöne, spannende Projekte schon zusammen gemacht, aber du bist nicht alleine hier. Do you have some guests with you?
Yes,
you
yes.
brought some guests, friends, maybe?
Maybe friends? We switched to English. Yeah. Yes, no, I consider them my dear friends. I don't know if it's like vice versa. I'd like them to be my friends. So I introduce the round. It's like Avraham Kober, which is a very cool musician doing speculative synthesis. We already have featured them on Radio Woltersdorf, where I did an interview with him about this process. Speculative synthesis means that you create acoustic instruments, but with digital means in a way, or like you extend acoustical instruments beyond what they can be acoustically. And then we have Daniela Lundberg, also a really cool musician, a sort of like abstract singer-songwriter, I would say, like beyond or like between the realm of like electronic music and folk music almost. So it's like abstract folk music, I would say, like, but it's not like weird folk music. It's something more, even more electronic. So it's like, you have to check it out. And then there's like another friend, Carmel. Now I have to, what's your last name again?
Ribo.
Ribo, and your moniker is?
Mogura.
So, voilà.
No, that's the label. Riboch.
It's Mogura.
Mogura, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't pronounce it right. But he's like, I saw him, I think like only once live, but it's very cool. Like if you like the old school Otekre Tri Repete stuff, that's the guy for you, really. So I'm really happy that you invited us for just hanging out with you on the microphone.
Yeah. So how's the connection all between your four guys? Wie ist die Verbindung zwischen euch? Wie kann man seid ihr eine Gruppe? Seid ihr vielleicht bald eine Band? Maybe sometimes.
No, I mean like I'm working on some stuff with Avraham together. I'm also not a very good band guy in general, so I'm always overwhelmed with more than two people in the room. But generally, I was playing a show in Jerusalem, and like a close friend, Amit, invited me over, and then I met all of these people. Like, no, Koba I actually met in Berlin. Like, he's living in Berlin for a longer time, and I remember like I was at their house, like Avraham's and Daniela's house, when I was playing a show there, And Abraham showed me some stuff he was like casually doing, and I was like, what the hell is going on here? It's like, it's music I didn't expect to hear. It was, you know, like sometimes electronic music can be a bit like repetitive, you know, like synthesizers doing synthesizer stuff. But that time I was there at their house, he showed me some stuff. I was like, this is from somewhere else. It's not like really as redundant as most of the stuff is.
But okay, so my question to Avram, what's so different in your work situation to other electronic music artists? So I can imagine Grisha knows a lot of music. Yeah, we already knew he has a huge discography, and last records were published on Rasta Media. So what's so different?
Well, I guess it's like the hardest question to answer, but I don't know. I guess I'm involuntarily participating in trying to make synthesizers like acoustically inspired, which is not really special in my side, just special like in the way that not many people, I think, approach synthesizers, like traditional synthesizing in this way, like putting aside modeling synthesis, which is not like modeling synthesis, like approaching traditional synthesis with a acoustically inspired approach, I guess. But it's not describing me specially.
So, but how we can imagine your work situation? Is this DAW-less, DAW-less, or is this like without computer? Or
no, it's mainly like exclusively with a computer, digital synthesis, especially with one like system called Basile, which is by Yuhi, which also have a booth here, in a super booth. I just find their system very compact and like naturally laying towards this direction, and sounds really great.
Okay. Ja, vielleicht kannst du ganz kurz mal versuchen, nochmal zu für jemanden, der nicht so tech-mäßig unterwegs ist, zu erklären, was das bedeutet.
Für mich ist das Besondere ist halt, dass normalerweise, wenn man elektronische Musik hört, ist es irgendwie halt besessen von so einer außerweltlichen Klangästhetik. Es klingt dann irgendwie halt so futuristisch oder irgendwie halt so sowieso 70er Jahre Science Fiction oder sowas. Und das Besondere aber halt an Physical Modeling, also an dieser, das ist halt eben eine Idee, Synthese zu machen, wie halt Instrumente gebaut sind, ist halt, dass halt Synthese sich quasi so ausdrückt, als ob es ein Instrument wäre mit Resonanzkörpern und halt irgendwie so. Und das Besondere jetzt aber dann wiederum in diesem Feld von diesem Physical Modeling ist, was Avraham macht, ist, dass halt irgendwie dann wiederum diese Physikalität darüber hinausgetrieben wird, was halt irgendwie mit normalen Instrumenten möglich ist. Sodass du halt irgendwie wirklich, du hast das Gefühl, es ist sehr materiell, es klingt irgendwie halt wirklich wie echte materielle Klangkörper. Es ist aber gleichzeitig halt eben total digital und total metaphysisch. Also es ist gar nicht möglich, solche Hörner oder solche Strings zu machen. Das ist das, was einen oder was mich irgendwie halt richtig kriegt, weil es halt irgendwie halt so eine Art von unmittelbarer Haptik und irgendwie unmittelbarem Impact, also so ein Körperlichkeitsgefühl und gleichzeitig aber halt eben so eine Art von totaler Abstraktion.
Könnte man es mit Hyperrealismus vielleicht umschreiben?
So? Nee, Hyperrealismus... Das ist ja eher sowas wie wann man
versuch's wäre. Versuch mir bildlich vorzustellen.
Also ja.
Versuch mir gerade sozusagen vorzustellen, wie so ein gerenderter Stein, der echter aussieht als ein normaler Stein.
Ja, nein, das ist mehr die gegensätzliche Bewegung. Als wenn du halt eben, das wäre ein gutes Beispiel, wenn du halt eine Barbie-Puppe hast, die halt irgendwie auf einmal Blasen an der Backe bekommt. So rum. Die Idee, dass Hyperrealismus ist ja irgendwie eher so, dass es halt irgendwie dann noch mehr glossy ist und noch hoch aufgelöster ist in der Realität. Aber halt dieser Aspekt, Physical Modeling weiterzutreiben, ist fast so, als ob du halt eben alles Elektronische in der Musik oder alles elektronische Musik kann schnell einfach so total sweet und rund werden oder sowas. Und halt irgendwie diese Schründigkeiten, die die Realität hat, wie so eine Baumrinde oder sowas. Und die ganze Schründigkeit von dem, was halt die Realität zu bieten hat, die ist irgendwie halt synthetisch total schwer herzustellen. Und da ist es irgendwie total spannend.
Vielleicht hören wir einfach mal einen Track von Avram. Also ich bin hier gerade auf der Bandcamp-Seite. Ist das your Bandcamp, Avram?
This is Sagara, no, this is Ding and Dance, sorry, Bandcamp, and my album, yeah, is The Order, yeah, this one, with a beautiful Grisha art.
So, ich würde vorschlagen, wir hören mal einen Track, damit wir alle wissen, worüber wir eigentlich die ganze Zeit reden. Okay, let's go, wir hören Nine vom Album The Order von Avram Koban.
Thank you. Peace.
Avram Koba, der Track hieß Nine, erschien auf dem Label Ding Dance, correct?
Yeah.
It's funny, it's a South Korean label, so a lot of strange connections today. But yeah, now I think I understand what you mean with the realistic or with the Yeah. I don't repeat it. I don't try to repeat it. So, but I think
visceral is for me like the word that describes that the
what?
Most.
Visceral.
Visceral. It's like a textile, like a gluey feeling to something ephemeral.
Yeah. Ah, yeah. Ah, now I got it.
Visceral. Okay. It's all in Deutschen.
Yeah. Okay, dann ich google gleich mal. Ja, wir sind hier eine große Gruppe. So viele Leute hatten wir heute noch nicht am Tisch hier. Grisha, vielleicht kannst du uns nochmal Daniela ein bisschen vorstellen oder wie ist die Connection zwischen Daniela und Afram zu verstehen? Habt ihr zusammen gemeinsame musikalische Projekte?
So Afram and Daniela have musical projects together, but they also have life together. In a way, I think more than 10 years they've been together. They're a couple. But also Daniela is like doing music on her own terms and also refreshingly different from what Abraham is doing for himself. And Daniela is like a very, like for me, very modern singer-songwriter. Like she's not like doing chords on an instrument and writing lyrics to it, but she's like working very material also with the music she's creating. But what impressed me when I played this show in Jerusalem, like also like Daniela was playing before that. But I only later realized like the treasure of her integrity in a way. It's like sometimes when you are now at shows, like people are doing music as tools, like, you know, like you want to have, like our background now is exactly that. It's like boom, 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 like you want to have people to move. And sometimes what you're missing is people saying something or being there in a way. And Daniela is a person that has a, she's not like the most stage present person, like not like a diva, but she has a certain integrity in her being there that really catches you in a way. So it's like a singer-songwriter music very much to the core of like what singer-songwriter means, so that you actually realize that there is a person there.
You said there's some kind of folk background in your music. What kind of folk music? I guess there are a lot of different influences possible.
Yeah, I think actually it's kind of it's a imaginary folk, I would say. Because it's not really connected to any country, like maybe a bit connected to my Swedish background, and my musical background, that is Baroque and Renaissance music. Like my upcoming album connecting more to the Baroque music, so it's, yeah, folk,
yeah.
Baroque, an imaginary world in the end.
So what I found interesting or the topic about singer-songwriter and folk music, and you know, what is it based on, as we talked about, what's the fundament and what kind of music is the basis, and also with the meaning of the lyrics.
Yeah.
So a good friend of an artist I really love is Mark Weiser from Rechenzentrum, and he's also having a project where he's singing, but he's singing in a fantasy language. Mm. So, and we talked about it a little bit, and he said, I don't want to I will say it in German, ich möchte nicht, dass die Musik kontaminiert wird durch die Inhalte und durch die Texte. So there's a conflict between the lyrics and the music, and so in which language do you is your singing language?
I'm singing mostly in Swedish.
So for us, it's like fantasy language too?
Exactly. And that's a bit the purpose, actually.
Yeah.
Because I started from, like, it's kind of new for me to sing on stage. I started from instrumental music as well, electronic music. And when I wanted to start to sing, the Swedish language for me was like a secret language that no one can understand. And the stuff I'm singing about is kind of connected to personal memory, but in a very imaginary way. Like I'm adding stuff that could be imaginary to my like personal memory, kind of.
I kind of find it hard. You know, all the guys are doing instrumental music, so having lyrics is a very personal thing and makes a very vulnerable thing. So I think it's needs strength for having lyrics. So that's why what's interesting for me and what is a good lyric and what's not kitsch in a way and. Have folk music and lyrics, the kitsch clipper is sehr groß. is there a translation for kitsch clipper?
Kitsch clipper, like the kitsch coast. The area where you fall off to being camp.
Mm.
But then, you know, like if you have lyrics that are singing like, I come from this little townhouse and you know, I love roaming in the fields and you're already beyond the coast of the camp area, you know. But then, you know, beyond the camp area, you already have a sailboat waiting for you because I don't think that like there was a way like we talked earlier about it, like when we listened to the concert of like the Pisser Band. That I feel like this generation now, like I'm my generation, they went into electronic music. I used to sing when I was like 13 and 14, and then I kind of like stopped when I moved out of my farmhouse because, you know, there were people around me, so I had to stop singing. But I really envy this generation now that are like so just like, you know, fuck it all. Like, I'm just gonna say what I have to say. No matter what the consequences are, like where the fucking coastline is or whatever. So I think in a way that we are with music now, like at the same time where the economics breaking down, we can't sell, we can't play concerts, we can't survive. At the same time, there's like a huge culture growing, saying like, you know, fuck this all, like we're gonna do this nonetheless, and at that point it becomes very authentic again, and I think for this whole scenario, someone like Daniela is a good example of like breaching this whole like historical conclusions we had before, like Bob Dylan had to come electric because like folk music was too, you know, too camp, too kitschy or whatever, you know. And so now like people are actually just standing there and saying like, you know, like I just saw this Instagram meme, so I'm gonna repeat that as a lyric, but it becomes like very integral in a way. So I really think high times about music nowadays. I'm getting old, but I really think there's, apart from me getting old, there's like a lot of things to discover nowadays in music, much more than like 10 years ago. Like it's really going forward in a way that people are actually expressing themselves and doing something valuable. Sorry.
Ist es vorstellbar, dass du noch auch mal selber mit Lyrics irgendwann arbeitest und
No, I did, like, I mean, like, I did this album, like, Kalminhan, where I pretended to do lyrics, a bit like this fantasy language. I tried to reach the point where I actually would be able to sing, which now with my 30 years of smoking would be more like in the realm of Leonard Cohen, I guess. But I'm still too scared of people, so I don't know how to do that.
Kretsch, are we waiting for your first record as single?
Thanks that someone is waiting for that.
The Tom Waits of electronic music.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So should we listen to some music from Daniela? You already have prepared something, I saw. Okay, so let's go. What are we hearing? What will we hear?
All I have from Augmented Vacant album out on Saga Domain.
Okay, let's go.
Ja, das war jetzt ein technisches Problem. Kein Moment. Einer von denen ist es. Thank you.
Yeah. Welcome back, Super Radio, live from Super Boost 2026. I definitely understand what you're fascinated on the sound. Ich verstehe absolut, was du gut findest und warum die beiden Künstler dich beeindruckt haben. Tolle Musik.
Thanks. Great people as well.
Yeah, yeah, also on top, like bonus. Ja, Grisha, wir haben, eigentlich wäre das eine abendfüllende Sendung, was wir hier machen.
Immer, ja.
Ja, naja, also hast jetzt hier so viel gehaltvolle Musik und gehaltvolle Menschen angeschleppt. Einen Gast haben wir noch gar nicht richtig vorgestellt. Wir haben auch gar keine Musik von dir gehört. So, ich würd dir mal anbieten, bei uns ist ja ein Sendeplatz frei geworden, ein zweistündiger Slot alle 8 Wochen. Vielleicht nimmst du den ja einfach und machst, weiß ich nicht, Grishas, ich überlege gerade einen guten Titel für eine Sendung, für eine Show.
Something with Grisha sounds very bad, I think. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really amazing, but we have not that much time. Yes. So as I offered him his own broadcast show on Radio Woltersdorf.
I will attend. I would love to. I love to. Yeah.
So maybe you can invite introduce us your third guest, Kamel.
Hey guys.
Kamel Riboch. Is it correct?
Yeah, exactly. You pronounce it very well.
What is Riboch come from? Is it French or what?
I'm actually like a French citizen, but like it's a Moroccan name.
Okay.
Yeah. It means prophet.
Prophet. Okay.
Literally prophet.
Okay, so where do you find Kamel?
Well, I mean, like from my point of view, Kamel is a friend of Avraham and Daniela's, and that's how I met Kamel. And Kamel is a bit longer in Berlin, and Avraham and Daniela just arrived here, and I leave a few sentences to introduce Kamel to Avraham and Daniela, because I only know his music, which I did describe as this like more like rhythmically defined but still abstract music, but I think they can speak better for him.
Okay.
I can try. Should I?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess the first thing I have to say in my eyes about Kamel's music is the multidisciplinary is very present there. Like, I think he's multidisciplinary in many ways, like knowing a lot of fields and using a lot of techniques and learning a lot of stuff very fast and to a really impressive extent. And it's really present in his music, I think, like utilizing many techniques and many ways to reach his own aesthetics, which in my eyes could be like a very, very unique interpretation of 19th music. In a really particular way, and like sitting in a really interesting intersection of being like referring to club all the time but still being full of groove like very like maybe in an area of music that most of the time lacks groove for me at least. And
you mean club music lacks groove?
Trap.
Club music.
Club music lacks groove, and like functional music lacks groove many times.
That's where I can relate to. Like, Kamel is definitely groovy, but he's not like just plain delivering or something. Yeah. He's kind of like making it confusing enough so that you keep being interested and like you're keeping engaged.
Yeah. And also this tension of like, I get many times. Like many times when I listen to music electronic music that's supposed to be groovy, many times it's full of effort and full of like deliberate attention to trying to sound groovy, but for me it feels more authentic or just authentic in Kamel's music many times, like very guttural in this sense as well, at least, groovy.
Okay, so we will listen to a track of Kamel, of course. But or maybe my last question to all of you is, where can we see you playing? And where can we, when we, yeah, where is there a place where you play or where you...
like regularly? No, but like
the next
recording event sometimes at the Lodge Bar, but like hopefully in other places in Berlin soon. Soon hopefully we're gonna have like our nice new studio in Berlin, then maybe we can create like a system where we can do that more often, but like currently you will just need to look up like a nice hub to look for. It's Saga Domain, which is like labeled by our common friend Amit the Game, and we all release our music there, and like I guess it's a nice way of like looking like for new stuff that are related to us. Yeah.
Grisha, wann kann man dich mal wieder live sehen? Wir haben, du hast letztens live gespielt, du warst in Polen unterwegs, hast du Jazz, some kind of jazz?
Some kind of jazz. Mehr some kind of punk new wave.
Okay.
With jazz musicians.
Aber wo kann man dich mal wieder sehen oder hören?
In Berlin. Irgendwas vergesse ich gerade. Ah ja, spielen Neue Zukunft im Juni.
Und es gibt neue Projekte, oder? Und es gibt neue Platte oder im Anmarsch?
Ich bin gerade dabei, ein bisschen zu lernen, aus meiner isolativen Haut herauszustülpen und mich mit anderen Musikern, die ich bewundere, zu verbinden. Und es sind einige Sachen irgendwie kollaborativ im Anmarsch. Aber also das Live-Spielen ist schwierig für jemanden, der keine gute Agentenschaft hat im Moment oder so. Es wird Sachen geben. Also Neue Zukunft Berlin, Juni, weiß ich, was war es, habe ich nicht im Kopf, 22. oder so.
Aber ein guter Ort, oder? Neue Zukunft? Also
ja, eine schöne Community.
Ja, aber hör ich raus.
Ja, es gibt ein Aber, weil es halt also ich spiele jetzt seit ein paar Jahren eben in diesem Jazz-Kontext, und das Aber ist natürlich irgendwie halt die Bereitschaft oder die Preparedness für elektronische Klänge, die Lautsprecher brauchen. Also im Jazz-Kontext kann halt eben alles akustisch aus sich selbst herausleben. Und wenn ich aber halt dann ankomme, ist es halt eben meistens ein bisschen, dann gibt es halt eben Kofferradio quasi, was da in der Ecke steht. Das ist halt nicht so eine leichte Aufgabe, irgendwie das kompatibel zu machen in dem Jazz-Kontext mit dem, was elektronische Musik. Also
ich hätte gedacht, dass die Community in Berlin aufgeschlossen ist für diese Art von.
Nein, aufgeschlossen sind die natürlich. Das ist mehr irgendwie halt, also die Venues, also zu der, im Verhältnis zu der Clubmusik, die es halt früher gab, standardmäßig oder so, ist halt ein Soundsystem heutzutage halt eben eher klein und für die Nachbarn gemacht oder sowas. Und das ist aber halt eben auch das Gegenteil von taktiler Erreichbarkeit, die halt Musik möchte oder so. Also so das Verhältnis, was halt irgendwie, also Kamels Musik und meine Musik oder halt auch Avrahams oder Danielas Musik braucht, ist eigentlich irgendwie halt einen größeren Impact. Der wird aber halt eben auch kulturell immer beschränkter, weil natürlich eben immer mehr Leute drumherum wohnen und halt eben die Venues kleiner werden, weil die großen Venues sind natürlich irgendwie halt reserviert für Taylor Swift und
Taylor Swift muss auch von irgendwas leben.
Ja, ja. Die muss ja auch irgendwie halt eine ganze Industrie befördern, wohingegen die anderen Musiker ja auch irgendwie halt nur sich selbst also selbst überleben wollen oder so, aber halt die Konsequenz ist halt, von der Immobilie her gibt es einfach weniger Soundsysteme, die halt irgendwie so viel
unterhalten. Du wünschst dir eigentlich mehr Power, ein größeres, ein geileres Soundsystem, ein größeres und.
Ja, also wenn ich jetzt gefragt werde, was ich mir wünschen würde, wäre so ein Gesetz berlinweit, überall bis 23 Uhr Terrorerlaubnis. Und danach können die Leute auch schlafen oder sowas. Aber halt, warum soll man jetzt beschränken, wenn wir jetzt eh irgendwie halt eine A100 haben, die halt irgendwie durch die Stadt brettert, warum müssen wir dann irgendwie unseren eigenen Ausdruck so beschränken, dass halt irgendwie du noch nicht mal irgendwie in Neukölln in der Innenstadt irgendwie halt ein Konzert mit Drums live machen kannst. Weißt du, also wir sind in der Stadt, weil da Leben ist und weil es eh laut ist. Da können wir jetzt dann nicht irgendwie sagen, oh, jetzt müssen wir alle irgendwie auf so Zimmerlautstärke gehen. So, was.
Okay, ja, wie gesagt, wir könnten jetzt noch wahrscheinlich viele Stunden weiterreden, eine Million Themen. Maybe the question is the possibility to see you playing live next time, next this year.
I also gonna play at Neue Zukunft in July, 14th of July.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
And Afan?
I think you forgot to mention you have a tomorrow in show in Chemnitz. I don't know if it's relevant.
I don't remember the name of the venue.
Yeah, okay. But Chemnitz is also an interesting scene.
Yeah. I don't have any upcoming shows in Berlin at the moment. I have in Leipzig and Chemnitz in July and August.
Okay. So, okay. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
And yeah, you can find the music of Avram and Daniela and also of Kamel via Bandcamp. Grisha also, of course, and Grisha also is releasing on Rasta. Maybe the last record was of on Rasta Ostraninje.
Yeah, I hope there's some new one coming soon, and yeah.
Okay, so bye-bye. We were listening to to a track of Kamel, and we are out with that track. It's released on Detoxing Solution. It's brand new in April 2026. And the second track is, I don't know, I can't read it. It's too small.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Okay, so bye-bye.